You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Speaking of special things, in the studio this morning, we've got the wonderful Bec Runga. Morena, Bec, how are you?
I'm great. Good. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you up here. We're talking about Beautiful Collision, which is celebrating 20 years. That's a very long milestone to be recognising. How do you feel about it?
Knackered. I'm really tired. 20 years, yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to play it again because there's so many songs off that record that I just don't play. And yeah, it's going to be fun to play the whole thing as a piece.
I'm very personally excited because that was the very first CD I ever owned when I was 6 years old.
Oh, bless you. That's so cute.
I had a Walkman and it was given to me by my godmother.
Oh, wow.
And it was also when I learned that when you have headphones on and you're singing, just because you can't hear everyone else doesn't mean they can't hear you. So thank you, Bec, for teaching me that.
That's really special. Yeah, I love that. I'm hearing lots of nice little things like that. I've heard a couple of people say they were born to that record.
Wow.
You know, like in the operating theatre and things like that from 20 years ago. It's really cool. Yeah,
It's such a magical album in the cultural psyche of Aotearoa. It's really something that I think you could talk to anybody and they have a relationship with it or they have a fond memory attached to it. How does it feel for you to have created something that's had such a reach like that? It must feel quite surreal to be reflecting on it.
it's pretty great. I just think of the person that made it. I'm I don't know if I'm different or not, but I just remember focusing on it really hard and just, it was quite hard to make. It took a long time to make. It took 3 years and but in my mind, I was trying to make something that would just sound timeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were referencing sort of that 1960s pop sound and even earlier some sort of 30s music as well. What was on the sort of mood board at the time?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, I guess, what was probably big at the time was Britpop and grunge and just coming out of there. And so I was trying to make something that was kind of anachronistic, right outside of what was in fashion, because I'd already had that experience of having made a record and then it gets the label kind of sits on it for a little while and so it already dates before it comes out. So I was really aware that you had to try to step outside of the immediate time that you were in. Yeah.
And speaking of that time as well, it was a huge sort of a fame moment for you. How did it feel to be working in the eye of that storm and also reflecting on that now with time and space and many years past?
Yeah, that second album syndrome is just textbook stuff. You know, you have a lifetime to make your first album, and if it does well, you've got all this pressure to make something even better. And it just felt like that. You know, it was really that sort of pressure. And I guess it's just quite normal, classic sort of second album stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, chasing your tail a lot. Yeah.
I think that so many people have had an experience of working through that thing. How do you feel about the songs on this record now? Do they feel different to you when you're thinking about them, working through them and performing them?
No, there's something in them that's just, they just belong to themselves. And even just having to come in, you know, here today and thinking about, I have to play on the radio in the morning and I'm sort of really nervous and freaking out. But then when I play the song, it's like, that's actually why you're here. You know, it's got its own, you're sort of trying to serve this song which belongs to itself.
Yeah, totally. I think we should hear a song then. What are you going to play for us this morning, Bec?
This is the first, I'm just going to play not so much the singles because, this is just for people that had the record and this was the first track. It was called When I See You Smile. When I see you smile, it feels like I'm falling. It's not for anybody else to know. The way your face could light the bitter dark of every street in every town I'll ever go. It's not for anybody else to know. For anybody else to know. When I see you smile first thing in the morning, it raises curtains on your lace
dizzy eyes. Could it be that you and I have the greatest love to ever be? How could this have ever been before? It's not for anybody else to know. For anybody else to know. When Friday night arrives, let it pass outside the door. This is not for anybody else. Anybody else to know.
Oh, Beck, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. Just listening to that, I was thinking how much of my life, and I know a lot of people will be feeling the same way, has been soundtracked by that album. It's such a singular record in, I guess, the canon of New Zealand music. When you've been writing since then, because you've done a lot of amazing music since then, but I also know you've talked about the experience of motherhood kind of putting a pause on that for you for a while in a way that you weren't intending. How do you feel when you get back into the writing space for yourself?
I really have to fight for time to just focus on anything, you know, and I'm always thinking about, you know, three different things, you know, what, you know, there's not enough in someone's school lunchbox, you know, it's yeah. really distracting. And,
yeah.
and just like I was saying, that second album syndrome is a classic thing. I think even just bettering your best work is really hard. And then you add motherhood to that mix and it just knocks you sideways. And so, yeah, I have been a little bit AWOL and sort of, not always by choice. I think, you know, like I'd really like to get back and make another record, but it just takes so much. That 3 years of making Beautiful Collision was super self-indulgent. It was really like there was so much, you know, just indulgence. I don't have that sort of time anymore, but we'll get there. My kids are still pretty little, and songwriting is really important to me. It's like my diary writing or my sanity, actually.
You're also an amazing collaborator, Beck. You've worked with so many other people, and you've sort of been a support person and a sounding board for a lot of younger artists in their writing processes. Is there anyone that you've really enjoyed working with in recent times?
I love working with Cass, when we had this thing called I met her through Tiny Ruins, and that was a really great collaborative tour. And then on from that, she was the bass player in that band, and we were like, let's start a band. And I think that's been really fun. It's really fun and easy for me to work with young artists because, you know, not to say they feel like my kids, but I feel so mumsy that like if they ask me my advice, I'm like, you know, are you sure you want to know my advice? Because I'll rant about what I think.
I'll be honest.
But I think there's not really enough of that in the music industry. There's not enough sort of support, and just someone that doesn't want anything from you, but you can just ring up and say, this is weird, and then it's just as simple as saying, yes, that is weird, that's the business, that's normal weirdness.
Is that something that you felt you had when you were a young artist, or were you looking for as a young artist?
Not enough. I looked everywhere for that kind of thing. I looked everywhere, and I sometimes I found it in artists. It was usually from artists that I found that, people like Neil Finn and Dave Dobbin. And even when I think about going on tour in the really early days with bands like The Exponents, they really, like, I was cutting my teeth on how to be on the road, how to tour with people, and those guys were really gracious, and they were always like so supportive of their support acts, and that's what you need that kind of role modeling.
Totally. And at the end of the day, you know, you have people and you have the music, and that's the stuff that that really matters when you get down to the quick of it a wee bit,
absolutely. Yeah.
When you're performing, I mean, you must be deep in the rehearsal process for this. What's it like relearning and reworking, or sort of getting back into the headspace of these?
I think there's a lot to be said for muscle memory. I think that's the memory that you don't. Yeah, that's the one. If I didn't have muscle memory, I'd be. No, my brain can't. I can't do it with my brain.
20 years of other things has gone in there as well. So I think muscle's a good thing to rely on. What are we going to listen to now, Beck?
This was another album track called Honest Goodbyes. Yeah, and like you said, it's that really just trying to be 1930s or something.
Sink with the tide, rescue me if you like. I'll be leaving it all to you. Think how we tried. It's okay to be lied to, as long as it's only by you. People say to me, it's best that we've parted, and you know I'm better alone. Don't explain to me how you're so broken-hearted. I'm too busy mending my own. Ending each night with such honest goodbyes, such honest goodbyes for the last time. Honest goodbyes only work once or twice. They work once or twice, then the rest must be lies. Late every night, the colors fade from the sky, and the music is gone from the moon. Standing in line for what used to be mine, what use is the rhyme with no tune? It's best that we've parted, and nothing is carved out in stone. But it's such a shame how we're back where we started. It's late now and time that we go. Ending each night with such honest goodbyes, such honest goodbyes for the last time. Honest goodbyes only work once or twice. They work once or twice, then the rest must be lies. The rest must be lies. The rest must be lies. The rest must be lies.
Oh, thank you so much, Beck. What a special morning to have you in here. People will be running right now to go and get their tickets if they haven't already got them. Town Hall is where you're going to be playing. That will be so magical to hear it in that space. For Elemental Nights, that's Friday the 28th of July, livenation.co.nz for tickets. Beck, thank you so much for coming in
so
today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, an absolute pleasure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.